Most people are familiar with the phrase snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. It describes a dramatic turnaround, a last-minute triumph against the odds. But there is a quieter, more common phenomenon that receives far less attention: rescuing defeat from the jaws of victory. This happens when success is within reach, momentum is on our side, and the path is clear. Yet somehow we sabotage the outcome and settle for failure instead. The uncomfortable truth is that not everyone is mentally prepared to succeed. Success brings visibility, responsibility, expectation, and change. It alters identity. If someone has grown accustomed to struggle, to being overlooked, or to playing small, a breakthrough can feel destabilizing. Consciously, they may say they want the promotion, the thriving business, the healthy relationship, or the financial milestone. Subconsciously, however, they may fear what comes with it. Self-sabotage rarely looks dramatic. It appears as procrastination at a critical moment. It shows up as picking an unnecessary fight the day before a big presentation. It hides in missed deadlines, careless errors, or sudden loss of focus when consistency matters most. When victory requires composure and follow-through, the unprepared mind creates distraction. Psychologists often point to internal narratives formed early in life. If someone believes they are not leadership material, bad with money, or unlucky in relationships, evidence to the contrary can feel threatening. Success challenges identity. Rather than updating the story, the mind unconsciously seeks to restore equilibrium by engineering familiar outcomes, even if those outcomes are disappointing. What makes this pattern especially powerful is our ability to rationalize it. After the opportunity slips away, we construct explanations. It wasn't the right timing. They didn't appreciate me. I didn't really want it anyway. These justifications protect the ego but prevent growth. They transform what could have been a learning moment into a reinforced cycle. Rescuing defeat from the jaws of victory is not about incompetence. It is about clarity. Without mental clarity, we drift into behaviors that conflict with our stated goals. Clarity requires honest self-examination. What do I believe about success? Do I associate achievement with pressure, isolation, or loss? Am I prepared not just to win, but to sustain the win? Leaders and high performers understand that mental preparation is as important as skill. Athletes train not only their bodies, but their minds to handle being ahead. Closing out a game requires a different psychology than chasing one. In business, finishing a deal requires discipline after months of pursuit. In personal growth, maintaining progress requires a new identity, not just a temporary burst of effort. Gaining mental clarity begins with awareness. Notice patterns. Do victories consistently unravel at the last minute? Do relationships deteriorate when they become serious? Does financial progress reverse after a milestone? Patterns are signals, not coincidences. From there, replace vague ambition with defined readiness. Visualize not just achieving the goal, but living with it. Prepare for increased responsibility. Embrace the discomfort of growth. Update the internal narrative to align with the external opportunity. Victory is not always lost to stronger opponents or harsher circumstances. Sometimes it is surrendered internally. When we become mentally prepared to succeed, when our identity aligns with our ambition, we stop rescuing defeat. We learn instead to close the gap, hold steady, and finally claim the success that was already within reach.